Good evening, guys, and welcome to the Night Owl. And happy Easter weekend, happy airy season, and happy weekend altogether. If you're new to this side of the Bird Brain podcast world, this is where, you know, the things that go bump in the night kind of have freedom to roam. But I must warn you, content may contain adult language and scenarios that may not be suitable for all audience members, so listener's discretion is advised. April Fool's Day. It is a very interesting holiday where a lot of times people find a reason to play practical jokes. But sometimes jokes hide a lot of things that are not funny. And that may actually have some big consequences. And in this story, it's no different. Lock your doors, check your windows, and get comfortable. I give you the last laugh. The last April Fool's Day, I stayed home. I felt like my room was probably the safest space I could retreat to. There, I believed nothing could harm me. I mean, it became my sanctuary. Growing up, my birthday was a day I dreaded. It seemed to invite cruelty from the people around me, and they took pleasure in making my day a living hell. Why, you ask? Hey, we were just having fun, man, they would say. I couldn't be sure if they were oblivious to the pain that they inflicted or they just didn't care. And then it was my senior year of high school, to be exact. I found myself in a new town, faced with the daunting task of making new friends. Yet as graduation loomed, it seemed everyone had already formed their cliques, leaving me to navigate the lunch hour alone in an auditorium. But I wasn't complaining. It was peaceful there. So I wasn't really eager to forge new connections. I wasn't sure of the rules yet that went on in this school. It was easier to just keep to myself and count down the days until I could escape this place. Now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't some kind of recluse. In my old school, I was actually pretty popular. I was cool with everybody, so I wasn't popular, but I just said hi. And, well, people knew me. And I'm not too bad looking either, so it's not like I'm this person just hiding in a corner away from the rest of the world because of what I look like. And then, one day, Steven, a fellow soccer player whom I'd barely spoken to, extended an unexpected invitation. Hey, this is the student government meeting, he said, catching me off guard. Oh, my bad, I replied. And I was ready to pack my stuff up and leave. That was cool, man, just letting you know, Steven said, surprising me with very easygoing demeanor. You can join us if you want. Now, Steve was tall, good-looking guy, and everyone knew him. Everyone loved him. I hesitated initially as I looked past his shoulder at the group that he was a part of. Good-looking, popular, good-looking. In a stark contrast to my own reserved nature in this moment. What harm could it do to join them, right? I reasoned, accepting Steven's invitation. And so, every lunch hour thereafter, the auditorium became our makeshift cafeteria, and I found myself drawn into their circle. They were friendly enough, though there was an underlying tension I couldn't shake. "We heard you got a birthday coming up." "Melanie. Melanie, Melanie, with her magnetic charm," remarked one day. I do? I replied, caught off guard by the sudden interest. "Yeah, did a little snooping on social," Melanie admitted with a mischievous grin. "We gotta know who we're bringing into the circle." I don't know what it was, but Melanie's words sent a shiver down my spine, a reminder of the vulnerability I felt in this new environment. "Well, we gotta do something for the birthday. It's coming up soon," she continued, ignoring my discomfort. Before I could protest, the group had already decided an escape room adventure for my birthday. "It's the best way to get to know each other in a high-stress situation," Steven chimed in. His enthusiasm was actually kind of infectious, so much so that I thought I came up with the idea. Reluctantly, I agreed, not wanting to seem ungrateful for their gesture, though a sense of unease definitely chewed away at me. Well, the day arrived and I found myself at the entrance of the escape room. My apprehension was definitely on a level 12 out of 5. "Hi, I'm here for the 8 p.m., I told the receptionist, trying to mask my nerves. As I waited for my friends to arrive, a sense of foreboding washed over me. I didn't know what to expect. I've never been here. But when they finally arrived, I pushed aside my doubts and followed them into the room, trying to ignore the sinking feeling in my stomach. Inside this place, the atmosphere was tense, the air thick with anticipation. I was directed down one corridor while the others went in another direction, leaving me alone in the darkness. As I navigated this long hallway of clues and puzzles, there was a sense of dread I couldn't shake. Something wasn't right. I could feel it in my bones. Then I saw it. It was a tall, menacing figure lurking in the shadows. A clown statue, to be exact. A painted grin sending chills down my spine. But I pressed on, the minutes ticking by, slowly, agonizingly slowly. With each clue I uncovered, my fear mounted, until I finally reached the last puzzle. The door to freedom. But as I made my escape, I realized I was truly alone. My friends? My friends. They were nowhere to be found. Their laughter echoing in my mind as I stumbled out into the harsh light of day. "Your friends left as soon as you went in, buddy. Said it was a birthday surprise," the receptionist explained. Her words falling on deaf ears. In that moment, I knew the truth. This was no harmless prank, but a cruel betrayal orchestrated by those I had dared to actually trust. In the days that followed, I returned to school with a very heavy heart, and the weight of the betrayal crushing me. But time passed, wounds healed, and life went on. So did graduation. Years later, wouldn't you know, I found myself face to face with Melanie and Steven, yet again, with the memories of that fateful birthday still fresh in my mind and my heart. So much so that when I ran into them, I stopped breathing for a moment. But we decided to get lunch, and over lunch we reminisced about the old times, but I couldn't shake the feeling of unease that lingered between us. I wonder if they'd forgotten, because I didn't. I told them it's my birthday today. I mentioned it casually, and an idea forming in the back of my mind. "Really? Happy birthday," they exclaimed. "I'm checking out this haunted house later. Thought you might want to join," I suggested, extending an invitation I knew they couldn't refuse. Later that night, they left to meet me at the house. And I couldn't help but smile, knowing that this time the joke would be on them. Because this was a place I had no plans for them to escape. Revenge, as they say, is a dish best served cold. And on April Fool's, well, the birthday boy gets the last laugh. So there you have it. The last story of March, and actually the first story to bring in April. And you gotta love it. Stay tuned for some more horror to keep you up at night. But in the meantime, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Sleep tight.